time of year. So stay tuned to find out what happens there. Well, I guess before we go any further, I might as well let you know that just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all of the alcohol consumed in the U.S. 30% of adults don't drink at all. Another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, that's 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. That's more than 10 drinks a day. Numbers to think about. It's a public service message from WMFO right here in Medford. Be careful out there. That's all I ask. Thank you. Now to a radio obituary for Joel Vandrugenbrecht. Joel Vandrugenbrecht. The Belgian psychedelic progressive music pioneer and multi-instrumentalist. He played piano, organ, flute, bass, and sitar. He moved to Switzerland and became part of an underground music scene experimenting with psychedelic music inspired by the German electronic music and kraut rock bands, including Tangerine Dream, you know, those people. He formed his own band, Brain Ticket. They ended up releasing some highly esteemed albums, considered some of the finest trance-like electronic psychedelic music ever made. Joel Vandrugenbrecht just passed away at 81. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Inside, you're inside. It isn't that bad. In the sun.
We've got another radio obituary for Dennis Garcia, the bassist and co-founder of the Filipino band Hot Dog. He just passed away at 69. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Maraming beses na kitang nilayasan, iniwanan at ibang pinuntahan. Parang babaeng ang hirap talagang malimutan. Ikaw lamang ang aking laging pinabalikan. Manila, I'll keep coming back to Manila. Simply ain't no place like Manila. Manila, I'm coming home. I've walked the streets of San Francisco. I've tried the routes in Disneyland. Dated a million girls in Sydney. Somehow I feel like I don't belong. Jeepney mong nagliliparan, mga babae mong nagagandahan. Take me back in your arms, Manila, and promise me you'll never let go. Promise me you'll never let go. Manila, Manila, I keep coming back to Manila. Simply ain't no place like Manila. Manila, I'm coming home.
Manila, Manila. Miss you like hell, Manila. No place in the world like Manila. I'm coming home to stay.
Now we have a radio obituary for Wolfgang Donner, the German jazz pianist. He was the co-founder of the United Jazz and Rock Ensemble. Played with many of the European jazz greats. Also composed for radio, television, film, and wrote two chamber operas. Regarded as a highly innovative pianist and the father of jazz in Germany, Wolfgang Donner just passed away at 84. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. What? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Lan O'Koon, the composer, lyricist, writer, performer, storyteller, and pianist who created hundreds of scripts and songs for his sister-in-law, ventriloquist Sherry Lewis, and her puppets Lamb Chop, Charlie Horse, and Hush Puppy. In addition to working with them, he also wrote for the new Twilight Zone, Star Trek Next Generation, Love Boat. That was the week that was. He also wrote the book, music, and lyrics for The Juggler of Notre Dame, for which he won an Emmy. He was the musical director at NBC Television for many years. Craziness. He wrote the Broadway musicals Coming of Age, as well as Pickwick. Lan O'Koon just passed away at 87. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, right here on your freeform radio station. Oh my goodness. I would just like to say that I just skipped a song. I just skipped two songs. So I'm going to play these two songs, going back into the Wolfgang Donner obit. Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I haven't done this. I don't think I've ever done this before. I forgot one, threw it on at the end of the show, fixed it in post, that kind of thing. I don't think I've ever done this before. So we're going to go back now and pretend this didn't happen. Go back to the Wolfgang Donner obituary, radio obituary. We'll come back to the Weasel. But I'm not going to read it all again to you. Maybe that I will fix in post for the first time in years. Okay. This never happened. Back, back, back. Wolfgang Donner, radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Take off your clothes and feel as if it's time. Extend your hands to see the setting sun. Because you're rising your head. Extend your hands to see the setting sun. Because you're rising your head. Sun is rising. Look at the rising sun.
Sun is rising, look at the rising sun. Sun is rising, look at the rising sun. Sun is Das war der Edelkakao Cha-Cha-Cha, inspiriert von der Stollwerk Edelserie mit 100% Edelkakao.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yeah, we're in the radio obituaries, well into them. That was a horrifying moment a few ago, but that's okay. I can take it as penance for my mistakes. I am going to at least repeat this portion because I know it's your favorite. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Okun, excuse me. Entertainer who worked with Sherry Lamb, or Sherry Lewis, to write songs and scripts for Lamb Chop and her other puppets. Wrote lots of other things. Go back and listen to the original description if you missed it here. I'm not doing it again. Lan Okun just passed away at 87. He is the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm very partial to lovely, plaintive, wistful little songs, and I was very lucky to find one. It's called My Own Personal Bird.
When I awoke this morning, I was as sad as I could be. For there, sitting on my window ledge, a vulture was singing to me. I asked him where my love was, for want of something to say. But he just looked sad and sang so bad, it ruined the first part of my day. Now I've heard singing in Berkeley Square, or let a whippoorwill call, and I'll be there. But with vultures, I got no rapport. His voice was very unlovely, a cross between a sneeze and a cough. A vulture sang to me from my window, and I tried to push him off.
The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Carlos Cuco Rojas. Carlos Cuco Rojas. He was a Colombian harpist and songwriter, also won the Nobel Prize in Literature. For he was part of a group of Colombian folkloric musicians that accompanied a writer, and as part of that received the Nobel Prize in Literature. That's what happened. Carlos Cuco Rojas just passed away at 65. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary. No, pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When Venezuela también fui agricultor de caña y de también hacía mis pedacitos allá. Yo duraba años en Venezuela. Por el norte y por el sur, por el este y por el oeste también. Pues a los cimarrón.
Por el norte.
I can't remember if I told you recently that you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Everybody's hanging out and having fun over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Highly recommend it if you're not already there. It's all very good. Very good. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Andy Gill, the British musician and record producer, lead guitarist for the British rock band Gang of Four, which he co-founded in 1976. He was also a record producer And he worked with artists including the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jesus Lizard, the Stranglers, Killing Joke, and the Young Knives. Andy Gill just passed away at 64. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Andy Gill right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I just had the nicest call. And I've really felt terrible because I had to rush the call along. But, you know, radio waits for no one. And I'm just going to put it out there to my ever-embiggening staff, because the person called and they recall about a year ago that there was an African singer that passed away, male African singer that passed away, and he thought it was the most beautiful song in the world. And he would like for me to try to help remember what that song was. So if anybody feels like going to the archives and figuring that out for me, that would be a lovely thing. I'm sure the listener would appreciate. But now we have to move on to the, where are we at here? To the penultimate radio obituary here tonight for Mark Morgan, the Belgian pop singer and songwriter. He topped the French charts in the 90s. Mark Morgan just passed away at 57. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Je t'aime, je t'aime, mais tu m'énerves.
Tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Bob Shane, the American singer and guitarist, founding member of the Kingston Trio. That, of course, propelled him to become a seminal figure in the revival of folk and other acoustic music as a popular art form in the U.S. in the late 1950s and mid-1960s. Bob Shane just passed away at 85. We'll start off with a little something that our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., said he would like to hear us play tonight. And who wouldn't? If you're going to play the Kingston Trio, as part of the ultimate radio obituary for Bob Shane right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Right now, as a point of information, something we didn't know until recently, every year in Trinidad, they have what is known as a Calypsonian Carnival, in which the various native groups down there vie with one another, musically, in order to find out who's the best extemporaneous composer of them all. Yes, and in the year 1955, Lord Invader and his 12 penetrators took the title with this next song, based on a theme by Goethe involving the Dance of the Dead. Well, Invader could only draw from experience, so he called it, of course, Zombie Jamboree, the song that killed Calypso.
Of course. Porque no.
Win now. Back to back, belly to belly, well I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie jamboree,
Tahiti caught us.
Back to back, belly to belly, well I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie jamboree.
Zombie jamboree took place in the New York cemetery.
Where?
Zombie jamboree took place in Long Island Cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island.
Where?
Some of them are great Calypsonians. Hey, since the season was carnival, they got together in Bacchanal. What you doing?
Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie jamboree.
You feel that?
Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie jamboree.
One female zombie wouldn't behave. She say she want me for a slave. In the one hand she's holding a quart of wine.
Oh.
In the other she's pointing that she'll be mine. Well, believe me, folks, yes, I had to run.
Why?
The husband of a zombie ain't no fun.
No,
I says, oh no, my turtle dove and old bag of bones I cannot hug. But what you doing?
Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie jamboree.
Oh, what a good game.
Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie jamboree.
Right then and there she raised her feet. I'm a-going to catch you now, my sweet. I'm gonna make you call me Sweetie Pie. I says, oh no, get back, you lie. I mean a lion, but you will see.
What?
After you kiss this dead zombie.
Yeah!
Well, I've never seen such a horror in me life. Can you imagine me with a zombie wife?
Yes!
Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie jamboree.
You're all alone, you know.
Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie jamboree.
I'd like to introduce at this time the entire ensemble. First off, on my extreme right, is John Birch. A little humor there. And on my near right is my younger brother, Little Dickie Smothers, who plays the bass and sings the tenor parts in the arrangement. I take great pride and pleasure at this time in turning over the microphone to my younger brother, Little Dickie Smothers, who in turn, in his inimitable ethnic manner, will introduce this next song for emotional and a dramatic change of pace from the excitement of the opening song.
We would like to do, for our second number, a song that is entitled
The Streets of Laredo, and it's also known as The Cowboy's Lament. It's a very moving song about a young cowboy's dying in the streets of Laredo. Tom, on behalf of the entire group, we would like to have you step forward and sing The Streets of Laredo tonight. Now, Tom, I know when you step up to the microphone there, the audience will experience something very, very unique and odd.
In the streets of Laredo.
God, that's beautiful. Do you feel anything?
As I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy dressed in white linen, as cold as the clay. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. I see by your outfit you are a cowboy too. We see by our outfits that we are both cowboys. If you get an outfit, you can be a cowboy too.
Mr. Hoban, may I have an if?
Once I married a tattooed lady. It was in the month of May. And tattooed all over her body was a map of the USA. And every night when she would go to sleep, well, I'd flick them kivers back and take a peek upon her neck. Was Louisiana. On her chest was old Tennessee. Up on her back was old Hackensack in the state of New Jersey. And just below was old Kentucky. Through those hills I loved to roam. But when I saw the moonlight shining on the Wabash, then I recognized my Indiana home.